Señor presidente, gracias por haber organizado el debate plenario sobre el tema 2. Quisiera dar las gracias a los ponentes que se han expresado martes y hoy. Y suscribimos plenamente la declaración pronunciada por Irak en nombre del G21. Señor presidente, en vista de las circunstancias desafortunadas que experimenta la CD y la parálisis a que perdura, es importante utilizar estos debates temáticos para reflexionar sobre estas cuestiones y los motivos que han contribuido a esta situación. Se disculpan los intérpretes, pero el sonido no nos permite interpretar.
Nuclear war, including all related matters. Before making my remarks on the subtopics that you have proposed for discussion on, under this item, it is important to take a step back and reflect on the origins of this agenda item. Allow me to use the term going back to basics, a term that was often used lately but unfortunately not practiced, as this will allow us to put things into perspective and avoid futile discussions on peripheral issues. The raison d'etre of the CD is nuclear disarmament, and based on this fact, its agenda was articulated. If we intend to be successful in our efforts, we should be advancing the work of the conference under this agenda item from this vantage point. Any topics that are to be considered under the framework of this agenda item should contribute directly and clearly to nuclear disarmament. Proposals that are based on narrow national interests, with the aim of limiting the agenda item to marginal issues and non-proliferation measures alone, will not be acceptable and will only lead us to a deadlock. Mr. President, while we acknowledge that risk reduction measures and trust and confidence building measures could contribute positively to peace and security, they should neither be used as an excuse to renege from legal obligations, nor for to further delay the commencement of negotiations on nuclear disarmament. Those measures are often promoted as means to build confidence between conflicting parties and to establish favorable circumstances that might allow progress on nuclear disarmament. The ambiguity, looseness, and preconditionality that characterizes those concepts make them doubtful for mainstream non-nuclear weapon states, which was evident in the level of interest in the last plenary session. What is more puzzling is that we often witness nuclear weapon states on one hand promoting
Excellency,
these concepts.
Excellency, I'm sorry to interrupt you for a second.
Excelencia, disculpe que le interrumpamos, pero me comunica la